When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, this is John Zadak, TV voice of the Cincinnati Reds, and you're up for late night Reds talk.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday night. I know you just saw us last night, but hey, the Cincinnati Reds are 1-0, baby, as they start off ending the Atlanta Braves ring night ceremony with a victorious W, thanks to a Brandon Drury three-run home run in the sixth in his first Reds game. But man, a fun night to be a Reds fan. I'm Tim Daniel. Very excited to be here as always with my pal, starting with our producer that puts it all together, Mr. Nick Kirby.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What a fun way to start the season. What a breath of fresh air. Well-played game, and 1-0. Let's go.
Absolutely. And also, of course, joining us, former big league pitcher. Someone is very excited today, I'm sure, to see Dari Moreira's bounce back from his homer. Tony Santion taking care of business in the ninth, drama-free. Mr. Carlos Guevara, what's up, buddy?
Just looking at that box score, man. That looks sexy. I like it.
I like it, man. Big fan. Well, we're going to talk about everything, obviously. We're going to get your guys' thoughts throughout the night. I can't believe we've got so many people here in the chat. You know, after night one, after they were with us last night for 3 hours. So this is cool. We definitely appreciate it. But first, we do have to let you know we are sponsored by Bet Online and Believe. So welcome bonus 50%, yada yada yada. Sorry, Nick, I totally forgot the slogan. There we go. Perfect. And we mentioned it last night a couple times. We'll mention it again tonight. Buy your late night Reds Talk Live merch at latenightreds.merchmake.com. T-shirts, dog shirts, kids t-shirts, toddler t-shirts, beer steins, shot glasses, coasters. All right there for you, so you can go on there and get it and support the show. We're definitely grateful and appreciative of everything. Carlos, I am working on getting the late night res human bandana too. Don't worry.
So,
all right, let's read the Bet Online so we can actually get credit for this. Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info and odds. Find all the latest sports developments, including this week's odds for the Masters Championship and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on popular sports games. BetOnline is where the game starts.
Why the hell am I the one doing that every week? You do it way better than I do.
You killed it. You did kill it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Better under pressure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, folks. So let's talk a little bit about the game. Obviously, a few major things to look to. You know, it looked like at first, like the way Max Fried was tapped in that first inning, I was pretty nervous. Obviously, this is a guy who also came off an injury in the World Series. So, you know, maybe there was that. Then second inning, you know, it looks like the first two batters, again, he strikes out Joey. And then he hits Tyler Stevenson and kind of things start to unravel a little bit. How about my guy, Nick Senzel, with a nice one right back up where it came from? That was nice. They started putting a little, some at bats together. You saw Joey get a nice hit off of, Max there to get an RBI, but really at the plate, what an awesome performance by the team. I mean, 10 hits tonight, 6 runs. You know, we'll get to obviously everything as far as Joey with the mic and with Carl Ravitz and those guys. That was fun, obviously. But really, what did you guys kind of take away from what you saw at the plate tonight?
Yeah, I mean, the Reds had, you know, several bloop singles. So, you know, it was their night. They were living
well. The BABIP gods came up through for the Reds.
They were living well. But, I mean, I think you also, Max Fried came out, you know, lights out. But the Reds really grinded out some at-bats and, you know, gave themselves a position to get those bloop hits because, you know, they weren't, you know, 3-4 pitch, you know, quick at-bats. They were, you know, they were working the count. And, you know, when you do that, sometimes you're able to have some good fortune go your way. And tonight was the Reds' night.
Yeah, it was nice to see that their spring training role carry on over to the regular season. I mean, it was a smooth transition for them. It seems like that they didn't miss a beat on it. Everybody was hitting. Everybody was contributing, hitting the ball hard. You know, Joey just missed a homer. I mean, hit 105, and
yeah,
that thing lasted up the air for 5 minutes. But yeah, overall, man, farm dog getting it going. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. Jonathan knew with a couple of hits tonight, you know, so.
Brandon Drury. Three runs.
Hey, who picked the 6-3 outcome last night? I said 6-4. Didn't somebody say 6-3?
I said like 3-1, I think.
I think I said 5-3.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe someone one-upped me and did 6-3.
Well, Nick, we do have to give you your congratulations for predicting Aristides Aquino batting second. So we don't kudos.
Have to. We don't have to, Tim.
Oh, man. But Tyler Mahle, I want to touch on that real quick. Obviously, you know, it's been pretty well known how well he's pitched on the road throughout his career. But in a shortened spring training, the fact he went 5 innings, had 7 strikeouts. I mean, really had one inning where he was really struggling to kind of find his pitch and still kind of bounce back. You kind of saw a little bit there in the middle. But I think that might have been the third when he threw quite a few pitches, and you could kind of see he was like kind of struggling with it, but took a breath, found it again. And I thought, you know, all things considered, I thought he was terrific today. I mean, 7 strikeouts and 5 innings is pretty awesome, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, he did give up a few hard hit balls, but you know, 7 strikeouts, like you said, Tim, I mean, that makes up for a lot of it. He just had that kind of one rough inning where, man, walking Eddie Rosario with 2 outs, that's not,
yeah.
Not you kind of a gift getting him batting leadoff. You know, I have no idea why the Braves with that lineup have him getting your most at-bats, but they to each their own. So, I mean, yeah, that was kind of a tough, but, you know, he bounced back. And, I mean, hey, Tyler Mahle right now is the ace of this team, you know, at least till Castillo comes back. And I think he's a 1A. He stepped up tonight, and it's one game, so you don't ever want to make too big of, you know, right, a deal about it. But if you look at what's coming up next, it is a big deal, at least to me, you know, because I feel like you've taken off a lot of pressure off of San Martin, Gutierrez, and Green. Because if you lose this game, okay, now you got 2 rookies in Gutierrez, and there's a lot of pressure on those guys. And then Tyler Mahle putting pressure back on himself, maybe against Shane Bieber. You just get this one win. You know, now you're just, you know, you're fighting. You win one more game, you get out of Atlanta with a split, and you're feeling really good to start the year.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I know the Reds have, if I remember correctly, have had pretty good numbers throughout their time against Charlie Morton, so hopefully that keeps going. Yes, Peter, I do agree. The Reds looked like professional hitters tonight. That was pretty awesome. It was so exciting. Yeah. So I guess is that what we're going to spend majority of the pod talking about, is Joey's inning mic'd up? Because that was must-see television.
Yeah, I need Carlos's thoughts on that. Apparently, I did say 6-3 last night.
Oh, you did say 6-3.
Thanks, Adam, for...
No, he didn't. You said 5-3.
Just now.
Oh, we're going to need to confirm. See, this is why we should write it down. Not just, oh, it's online. It's online. We would have found it by now.
David, Carlos is a good point.
I just stopped saying that because y'all are going to make me write it down.
I mean, I already got the Aquino batting second. I don't need to rub it in at this point. You know, I mean,
your day, you've had your day.
I was set.
Yeah.
Carlos, what was your thoughts on Votto being mic'd up?
Oh, I was very surprised, like, because he takes that stuff pretty seriously, you know, playing over there, like, especially while he was talking while the play was going on. That was kind of the trippy part, and like, it's very all-starish. I like it. I don't know if I like Joey doing it. Like, I don't want him to mess up with that, because if he like has an error like that, he's never gonna do it again. He's probably gonna stop social media. Like, he's like, this is becoming too much. Like, I don't want that.
Full shutdown mode.
Yes, that would be the Joey move.
Dick, when did you have this already prepared? These slides, like, did you make them at 3 o'clock this afternoon just in case?
He hasn't slept.
Yeah, I have not slept since yesterday. Yeah, I mean, it's not, once you get it ready to go, you just gotta fill in the numbers and move stuff around. Not that big of a deal.
Make sure you like put our logo on it underneath, and so if somebody on Twitter just wants to use it, yeah, at least we'll get that.
Not to name any names out there. Oh man. Let's talk a little about the bullpen. Obviously, I know. You know, Dari Moreira did give up the home run, but the way he bounced back from that 2-run shot, which was, oh my God, that ball has not landed yet. The one that Austin Riley hit. That was crazy. But yeah, he did a really good job bouncing back and getting through the inning. Justin Wilson was really impressive with his 2 strikeouts. I mean, he was, you know, was he hitting? I saw it was a Reds and Forts. He was hitting 95 consistently on the gun. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I know Sessa struggled a little bit to kind of find the strike zone, but, you know, battled through the inning. And then Tony Santion pitched really well in the ninth. I was, you know, from what we came from in last year's bullpen, today was definitely a nice breath of fresh air. To see. Hi, Chad.
Yeah, I will not sleep until the Reds lose. So I guess I'll sleep in 2023. Let's go. I thought Santion looked like he belonged at the end of the game. I mean, you know, for whatever that's worth. I'm really excited about him. I think he's going to be a major weapon, you know, for this team in the bullpen. And I think Moreira, you know, I think he's, I think he'll have better eyes. He showed, you know, when he bounced back. And I tell you, I think this bullpen, especially once they get Sims back, I mean, I think they're at least average, which with what we dealt with last year, I mean, average feels, feels pretty damn good to me.
Feels unstoppable. Feels like the Nasty Boys are back.
Hopefully we get to see Strickland tomorrow. I want to see him pitch. I haven't seen him in spring or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Yeah, I thought really, I mean, everyone kind of like did a really good job and found their way. I'm with Carlos. So I'm excited to see what comes from the rest of the guys there. Nick, I know you're excited about this. Outfield defense looking better already.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Aquino, you know, made a pretty nice catch. You know, I think this is going to be big. And I mean, the Reds didn't even have their best outfield defense out there because Fraley wasn't out there. That was kind of interesting. That David Bell stuck with the didn't go to the big red platoon late in the game. I was surprised. Like, you know, Drury. I mean, Drury is probably staying in more for defense because they would have had to put like Colin Moran, and that would have been experience. But I was surprised that Fraley or Naquin didn't bat for Aquino. That was kind of interesting. But yeah, I mean, I think this defense is much improved. How about that play by Jonathan India?
Yeah.
I really hope that was a sign that he's taken, you know, a step. As we talked all offseason, you know, he definitely has all the tools to be a good defensive player. Last year, the numbers said he wasn't great, but it was his first year at a new position. So there's certainly going to be a learning curve with that. But man, if he turns into even an average, slightly above average defender, you're talking, I mean, a legit all-star player for sure. I mean, he was a 4-win player last year. If you're into wins above replacement, you know, you get average, above average defense, you get from 4 to 5 or 6, you know, wins above replacement, and that's a superstar, you know? So, I was really encouraged with that.
Yeah, I was too. I'm not really discouraged by the Brandon Drury error. You know, kind of looked like, you know, just it hit Austin Riley in the back, and that shit happens.
Play.
Yeah, that's a tough.
That's play. A long throw. Just, I don't know how the last time you were on a baseball field, but standing from one corner of the diamond to the other,
right,
a long way. That's deep.
I mean, I guess they have to score that in air, but it, I think it was kind of one of those things that,
yeah,
you know, I mean, I thought he made a great play on it, just unlucky, ran into the runner. But yeah, I mean, I think he's, you know, I think I had tweeted this out before, you know, his only season where he played substantial time at third base, I think, was in 2019, and he was like plus nine outs above average. So he ranked as a really good defensive player there, and, you know, you saw him make that play, and be kind of interesting, you know, if he does, you know, kind of play more with Moustakas. I think that him starting tonight, kind of after I thought about it a little bit more, I think him starting at third base tonight was more just because the Reds aren't going to face another left-handed pitcher, at least they're not supposed to, until next Friday. Everyone's right-handed, you know, the next four or five pitchers. So I think it might have been a way for David Bell to get Moustakas a start at DH, knowing he's going to have to play him at third base, because you certainly don't want to play Colin Moran at third base. And, you know, as fun as it was to see Brandon Drury hit a three-run home run off a right-handed pitcher, I don't expect that very often this season. I think that was kind of one of those just, you know, great things you get that you're probably not going to expect to happen again.
It was pretty cool.
It was awesome. I mean,
it was dope.
It kind of Derek Dietrich vibes.
Yes. Yes. So. I agree. Oh, man. There's so much I want to kind of get to. I don't know how long we're really going with this. I did want to real quick kind of say, to kind of get the devil its due, Spencer Strider.
Or run all year. Sorry, Clay.
Spencer Strider for the Braves was extremely impressive in his two innings.
Yeah,
that was insane.
Glad he threw two innings tonight, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, they were down by five, yeah.
I was pissed he took him out. I was like...
Farmer's reaction afterwards was so great. He was like, what the? What just happened to all of us? Go out there, play defense. Don't give up any runs. We're fine. Got enough runs.
Well, Carlos, you said that thing about yes, Clay, tough night. Especially Ke'Bryan Hayes gets hurt today on top of the fact they lose 9-0 to the Cardinals.
Damn it.
Can't catch a break.
Too good, too good.
Yeah. Someone asked for the lineup tomorrow. I'll just go ahead and...
Yeah, Nick, since you make it, let us know.
Yeah. This is what I had before. I mean, I think it's probably... I definitely think Fraley and Naquin will be in the lineup tomorrow. And again, you know, maybe Bell with the lead was kind of thinking, you know, I'm going to leave Aquino, you know, in the game because, you know, we're not going to have another left-handed pitcher. Let's let him get some at-bats because he's, you know... we're not going to see another left-handed starter until like next Friday. So I would expect something like this. I don't know. Maybe Nixon Zell's a little higher up. I hope he is.
I wish they put Stevenson third, like swap Pham and Stevenson.
Yeah, I'm with that. I mean, I guess that's just more of a, you know, trying to probably build some confidence with Pham, I guess. But I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe the thinking is, Pham's probably a better masher, you know, better power option against left-handed pitching. So if you have him in between like Naquin and Votto, it kind of balances that out and makes it a little more difficult late in the game. I mean, that's probably the thinking. I don't know. I mean, I think that, like Steven said, I'm not an RBI guy, but, you know, he does seem, you know, pretty good contact. And if you have, you know, Votto, who's going to have a lot of extra base hits, probably be on second base, or, you know, Votto hitting a guy over to second base and or third base, you know, Stevenson is pretty good in that spot. So I guess that's probably kind of what the thinking is there.
Yeah.
Those are great. I'm watching the big head race on the Diamondbacks Padres.
Ooh, I did not know that. So Peter Reddington said, Strider looked tough, went from low A to triple A in his first year of pro ball last year.
Oh, wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
You guys need to keep talking. Oh, my God. Lovers. Chad.
Call in, Chad. Call
hours
in.
Hours last night. Hours, literally.
This morning for y'all, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Technically. Yeah. I like that one. Hunter Holt saying Pham gets on base at a pretty good clip, too.
Yeah, he had some pretty solid ABs tonight. How about the Brewers?
Yeah.
Losing. How about that? 0-1.
Where's our friend Joey today to kind of celebrate with the Cubs in our faces? Too busy today, I guess. Nico Hoerner hit a home run in his third rookie season, so.
It was like, I think it was his first home run since 2019.
Since his first rookie year, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, I think you'll still be getting Nico Hoerner rookie cards in Topps 2022. So
it's a farm dog, 2 for 4.
Yeah. Can't spell Milwaukee without an L. I like that one. Corbin Burns didn't look too good today, did he?
I mean, I think the run's over. I mean, I think he's toast. I think he's washed up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with it.
If he's just a 4-win pitcher instead of a 7-win pitcher,
right?
I'll call that a win.
We still can't get a Reds hat on Brandon Drury over there.
We're not Photoshop artists, yeah. Carlos.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about whoever we got that clip from, that photo from.
I went to the Reds website, and he is the only player on the 40-man roster that does not have a hat. I think he was the only one. Because normally I get it off of another site that kind of has the good ones, but yeah, he is the only player on the 40-man that doesn't. Even Jake Fraley's got a Reds hat on, and Moran, and
it's Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham does. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I guess the behind the scene folks were expecting Drury to make the team.
Well, he showed them.
Yeah, how about that? All right, so Austin Winter asks, do we realistically think the Reds have a chance to win this division, or would a wild card spot be kind of our absolute best case scenario?
Depends on what the Brewers do.
Yeah, I mean, think that's kind of the one in front of them.
I mean, yeah. You know, I think the Brewers are a team that could, you know, win 90 games, but I also think, you know, they're relying so much on their pitching.
Yeah.
I know that their offense looks better, but the Reds are still, I think, projected by Pecota to score like 100 more runs than the Brewers this year. So, I mean, it would kind of come down to the Brewers. I almost think the division, kind of thinking about it more, just because there's less teams, I think, in the mix. I don't think the Cardinals are as good as everyone else does.
Yeah, I don't either.
As much as Justin Mendoza does.
Yeah, when you play the Pirates, sure.
Adam Wainwright looking like it's 2008 all over again.
Albert Pujols looking like it's 2021 all over again. He got 5 at-bats today.
Does he go over?
Yep.
They need to move him up in the lineup.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, make this farewell tour the real deal. Like, bat him third. You know, Yachty
play
fourth.
Him at first base. I mean, come on. Show him some love, St. Louis.
I thought that was cool when Joey talked about, he's like, I don't really want a DH. I want to keep playing defense. Like, I dug that. That was cool.
The best line was about him not wanting to work.
I mean, I'd be pretty upset if I was a Cardinals fan. They got Juan Yepes, I hope I said his name right, who like had a 900 OPS at AAA last year. It was like, you know, kind of a guy riding through their system. And Albert Pujols is not a good hitter at all against right-handed pitching. And they got a DH batting fifth today. Like, I just...
Because it was the opener. It's got to be.
I don't know. I mean, I'd be
he's
like...
He's going through a divorce, Nick. Come on.
Yeah.
Give him a break.
Yeah, you know, poor Albert.
Still making money from the Angels.
Half, Eddie. Half. I want half. Anybody get my reference?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I'm with G-Shock Productions.
He's had a couple good points tonight.
Yeah, I mean, their pitching rotation, I mean, yeah, Wainwright looked great against the Pirates. Man, that Pirates team. I was watching a little bit of that game. That is a rough ball club. Oh, man. They might be worse than last year. I mean, just.
I can picture Coy hitting his head against the wall right now.
Man, guys, in 2024, I'm telling you. This is true. Yeah. The Edmund Goldschmidt Arenado drop off to Molina, Pujols, and Bader.
Yeah, because they got Edmund batting ninth, and then I think they go they go like Carlson and then the big three guys, and like then after that it is tough sailing. So yeah.
Oh, Molina. I hope he stays healthy all year.
Yeah. I can't believe Brian Hayes got hurt on night one. That's so crazy. That's when we'll see Wadolo Dillon V. Looks like it's gonna be next week on the 13th.
Yeah. They have a TBA listed for that, so I'm assuming that's when. Lodolo is on the taxi squad right now, so they didn't even send him.
I didn't realize he still had that.
Yeah. I wonder if he makes big league money. I don't even know that. Do you make big league money on taxi squad?
I think if it's still the same like it was, you know, like with the COVID rules, it was like a half salary or something. It was like, it wasn't like the full big league, and it doesn't count as service time. I know that, but I do think it's you do get some sort of stipend and whatnot.
All I know is Charlie Morton's going to catch that offense tomorrow, baby. These bats are coming in hot.
No pressure. I mean, they're feeling good. I did get a question, Carlos. Wanted to know how the Little League game went
tonight.
Yeah, how'd tonight go?
This is my daughter's game. They, I think they lost by one.
Yeah.
It was a controversial play at the end, but.
What dad are you at, like, your kids' games? Are you, like, sit back and relax dad, or are you, like, yelling at the umpire dad?
I'm the dad that's in the behind left field fence, sitting in a lawn chair by himself, just watching and observing.
Nice.
Not yelling. Chad!
Hey, Chad! What's up?
There he is.
What's going on?
I was
on,
doing
man?
Some behind the scenes work.
Oh, you didn't even tell us.
I felt guilty that I didn't join. Wasn't able to join you guys last night. So here I am.
We didn't have anyone on last night. So you know,
yeah, we were just
way better.
Twiddling our thumbs, just waiting for things to pop up. How is sports for you right now, Chad? Between the Reds starting off 1-0, the Sixers are going to have home court advantage. Things got to feel good for you right now, right?
Well, and the University of Virginia Cavaliers are top three in college baseball. Yeah, it's not bad. And the Reds are the best team on earth. So,
right?
You know, it's a good time. It's a good time.
Didn't Virginia make it to the NIT quarterfinals too? I mean, they didn't win the whole thing. I mean, that's reserved for the big time schools. But
I don't think anybody's ever said that with like an exclamation point on it.
We're going right to the NIT. Thanks, I appreciate that. Thank you.
We gotta balance it out here.
All right, I'm out. Good, nice seeing you all.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate the time, man. Well, Chad, obviously, you know we've all touched on a few things. First off. Did the Reds have Jobu's rum for the BABIP gods? Yes, diehard Reds. We were on the same wavelength there, so I like it.
Chad, did you feel like we earned this? Like
we deserve the BABIPs today.
I just feel like as Reds fans, we deserve any kind of joy we can ever get. You know, we've kind of earned it. We've been through the wars. We've been smacked down a little bit. Yes. We deserve a little bit of fun, a little bit of good luck. I'm all for it.
I agree.
I can't wait for tomorrow's call not to be on ESPN. Tell you that.
I feel like the game wasn't as bad as the pregame show. I don't know. Maybe the pregame show just made the game feel so much better because the pregame show, I don't know if any of you guys saw it, was.
You text me the like updates. And that's all I needed to know.
Said Amir Garrett was the heart and soul of the team or something. And I was like, what are we watching? They said Castellanos got traded in the offseason. Like it was a challenge.
That on top of Alana Rizzo's I can't name two guys on the Reds the other day. We're on a roll with national media, Cincinnati.
Oh, man.
So, Chad, what'd you think about this win? What was your thoughts on the game tonight?
Well, incredible. Listen, bring it on. I need as many of these as I can get. At least 90 more of these will be fine. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on the national broadcast was, you know, I look forward to seeing the local guys. The only good thing maybe about the national broadcast was the joy. And I heard you all talking about this a little bit earlier, but the Joey Votto mic. It was just, what was that? I mean, that's, you know, just
fantastic.
Incredible. I mean, that's great content right there. And, and maybe Carlos has some thoughts. I heard some of what he said earlier about his surprise at this, but, you know, Joey's kind of late career, his decision to kind of change his, the way people see him. I don't know. He was so quiet his whole career, but now he's kind of showing his personality a little bit, and I'm here for it. I absolutely loved every bit about that. I loved him talking Spanish with Eduardo Perez in the booth. I loved him talking to Ozzie Albiez on first base. I don't know. I'm here for it. I truly enjoyed that, but yeah, I'm ready for the local guys, the John Sadak and Tommy Thrall
and John. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to those guys, but I don't know. I enjoyed that small portion of tonight.
Yeah. Finished a season after last year and was like refreshed by it, rejuvenated by it. You know, he's kind of relaxed, throw his shoulders on, man, I can do this. I can have fun. I can, you know, because Joey came in, he's like one of the last from the old school ways where you got to earn your right to even talk in the clubhouse, like minimum 3 years to, like now these guys are coming in and it's right away. They're like doing interviews. It's like they've got a voice. And now I think he's okay with that. And he wants to be a part of it and make everything fun and just enjoy, you know, however many years left he has, he wants to, you know, really enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't check Twitter much during the game. I sent a few things here and there, but I'm really glad I didn't during the part when Eduardo Perez and Tim Kirchner are breaking down their top five all-time Reds. I was like, oh, thank God I'm not around for this right now, because I know how that's going to go on the Twitters.
I missed that because we were actually broadcasting. Who are the top five? Please tell me that Dan Dreesen was among those that top five.
So Tony had, Eduardo had obviously his dad, Bench, Morgan, Rose, and Frank Robinson. And then Tim Kirkshen had, no particular order, Rose, Bench, Robinson, Morgan, Votto. The thing was at the end, he goes, and I left off Barry Larkin. And I knew, I was like, oh, that's where people are going to get mad.
Well, if I can tell you all something here that I haven't really said before, I mentioned briefly on Twitter, but I've got a piece coming up in the May issue of Cincinnati Magazine. And I was trying to write something, and Carlos knows about this, but I was trying to write something complimentary about Votto's career, Joey Votto, the Reds first baseman. And they pushed me to kind of go all in. Oh, Kelly, thank you so much. Yes, yes, Billy Hamilton, comic book superhero.
I was trying to hold it on, but then you made the comment. That's funny.
But anyway, they pushed me. The title of the article, it may be the cover, I'm not sure yet, but is Joey Votto is the greatest Cincinnati Red of all time. And, so I tried to make the case. It's fun. I enjoyed it. But so if they left Joey Votto out of their top five, get out of here. That's crazy talk.
In fairness, Carl Ravitch did say multiple times throughout the broadcast that Joey Votto's a future Hall of Famer, was very definitive about it. So let's at least give Carl some props that, you know, he was saying. And I mean, I guess, you know, Guardo, it's his dad. I mean, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Right.
How about that?
Joey's the best first baseman.
They brought back the Sports Center commercial. That was cool.
Yeah. How long ago did that feel like?
Gosh, forever.
Then they play with two outs in the ninth.
Just a pup.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Game's about over. Played a commercial.
Yeah. He still had long hair at that time. Longer hair, I should say. It was cool to see again. I remember I bumped into Carl Ravitch.
Super baggy jersey.
Yeah. I bumped into him when they had Sunday Night Baseball in 2011. The first game they had in forever there. And I asked him about the commercial. And he was like, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, shoot.
We got a good question here. Maybe, Chad, if you want to take this first, we can go around the horn. Who do you expect to be left out of the rotation when Castillo returns, and who do you want it to be?
Well, I want it to be Tyler Mahle. Get that guy out of here. He's terrible.
Only using for road starts, right?
Right, exactly. Probably Reaver San Martin, I would presume. But that gives us, five right-handers until we get Lodolo in there, I guess. But I don't know. But it's got to be San Martin, I think. And that's probably who I want it to be. Although I'm hopeful. I'm looking forward to seeing what San Martin can give us when he pitches next. I don't know. That there's my answer.
Yeah, I think it'll be San Martin too. I'd like to think it would be, you know, a little mini competition over the next couple of starts between him and Gutierrez. But I think they're going to give, you know how David Bell is. It's kind of the way he was with Farmer. You know, he kind of – Gutierrez earned it last year. He pitched well. So he's going to go with him and give him the probably the first shot at staying in the rotation is my guess.
Yeah, I guess to piggyback off everyone, I'm kind of there as well. I think the other part to kind of think about this too is what about when Mike Minor comes back? You know, with the time, I think the time frame is pretty close to 22. Thank you, Hunter. Our chat is like reading my mind tonight, so I appreciate you all.
They're just picking up our slack.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're tired. I'm tired.
But yeah, I'd say it's probably San Martin. Like I agree with Carlos said about Goody, and I think Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo are going to get every chance possible to be successful. So
I think it'll probably sort itself out. These things typically, you know, one of these, you know, San Martin or Gutierrez is, you know, one of them gets rocked or one of these pitchers will get hurt or, you know, whatever. It'll probably sort itself out. I would probably have Gutierrez as my first one out right now if it was at this exact time, but I'm kind of interested just seeing how they pitch. I mean, I don't have like a definitive between San Martin and Gutierrez. I kind of say whoever pitches better stays in, whoever doesn't goes to the bullpen.
Say this. I think that the single biggest kind of thing that we need to go right for the Reds, to me, for them to be the amazing team that Nick Kirby expects them to be, is that we have to stay healthy in the starting rotation. I mean, I think that, you know, the bullpen, I don't know. I'm actually optimistic about the bullpen. The offense should score some runs, but if we can get Minor, Castillo back healthy, then you start to have a little bit of depth there, you know, with San Martin, who, you know, I like San Martin. I like Gutierrez. You put Green and Lodolo into the mix. I think that if they can have some relative health there, and it's dangerous to trust pitchers to be healthy, but if they can get some health there, the starting rotation can be productive. I love Malley. Obviously, I love Castillo. Then this team starts to look a little bit better, a little bit different. But that's asking a lot. I'm not going to bet the ranch on it, but I really feel like that's the key.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think this lineup's a lot better than a lot of people are giving them credit for. Pagoda's projecting the Reds to score the most runs in the division. Like, I'm not making this up, I promise. Like, Chad, I mean, what do you think about the lineup? I mean, do you think it's, you know, a little bit better than, you know, a lot of people really thought after, you know, Winker and Castellanos were gone?
Two words. Brandon Drury.
Yes, sir.
Right? I think the offense is better. It's not as good as it could have been if the Reds had done what they should have done, if ownership and management had done what they should have done to improve this team. But that is what it is. You know, we can't change that. Would I have preferred Jesse Winker to Tommy Pham? Probably, but I love me some Tommy Pham. I mean, I think he gets on base. I have no issues whatsoever. You know, I think Senzel, like, it's all health with Senzel. If he's healthy, he is the piece to this offense that people are just kind of discounting, which I understand because of his health issues. But if he's healthy, that's a big F. It's like getting a free agent. It's like getting a guy that you didn't expect. So no, I think this offense can be good. I think it can be very good. If Votto continues what he, you know, what he did last year, if Tyler Stevenson improves as much as I think he's going to be, I think, you know, I love Jonathan India unconditionally. But I think Tyler Stevenson will make more all-star teams than Jonathan India will. Stevenson is just he's probably my favorite player on this team, besides maybe Senzel. No, I don't think you're wrong. I think you're right to be optimistic about this offense. It just turns on whether the pitching can kind of, with Band-Aids and smoke and mirrors, can hold things together. This team could compete, no question about it.
You know, it's not discounting Nick Senzel, Chad. It's Tim Daniel.
There you go. Yeah. That's my guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we learned that pretty well. It's a lot last night, so.
He just makes the lineup so much deeper.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if he's batting sixth or seventh, I mean, especially against left-handed pitching, I mean, it just, it's a whole different look, I feel, to the whole lineup.
Well, and defensively, that you can't tell me that guy's not going to be an elite defensive center fielder if he's on the field. He's an athlete. So,
you think if Barrero was healthy, that he would have started at third tonight?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a great question.
I think Farmer would have started at third.
And Barrero at short?
Yeah. I think they wouldn't have moved. I don't think they want to move Farmer in the middle of the season last year, but I think.
But I think Farmer's a better defensive shortstop.
I don't really think it matters, to be honest. Which one of them are rare. I mean, I think that's a hell of a left side of the infield.
I mean, that's a bat there too. Whenever he comes back.
I've been told that someone on this show hates Kyle Farmer, we're not going to talk about that. But I could deal with Farmer at third and Barrero at short. Give me that, whatever. Please. Yes,
they can switch after every out. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, I think you obviously seeing Jonathan India get two hits tonight was pretty awesome. I know we talked about it a bit to start the show. That the play he made defensively, Nick kind of highlighted earlier. That was awesome. I'm just so excited about up the middle. You know, you've got Stevenson, India, Senzel up the middle. If everyone stays healthy, pretty excited. That's something to be really excited about for those fans.
Mm-hmm.
Chad, did you see that defensive play from India?
Jonathan India. Yeah. I've heard of that guy. No, yeah, that was amazing. There's India. I kind of discounted a little bit before last season because I hadn't seen it, but I will believe that Jonathan India can do anything he wants to do at this point. He is, if he's able to even improve, he was pretty good defensively last year, but if he's better defensively, and you would expect him to maybe be better offensively as well, is he going to be the Reds MVP? I'm not going to bet against it. You know, I said some things about Stevenson earlier, but Jonathan India, I don't know. Maybe it's just that I'm jealous about his hair. I would have that exact hair if I could, and I can't. And so
I think we all would. Yeah.
I bet he probably had the highest odds on the team to be MVP, right? If they were doing like a future bet.
He was tied with Joey.
Sprinkled a little something on it.
I put a dollar on Jonathan India plus 6,600 to win the MVP.
Really? What were the odds for Brandon Drury? That's who I'm voting for. That's who I'm betting on.
Plus 2 million.
Give me those odds.
He's the front runner. There ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, if that's the case, you look like Scrooge McDuck in the scene where he like jumps into like the cash vault. He's just swimming in coins. Like that's...
Chad, what was your exact thoughts whenever Moreira gave up that homer?
My thoughts really are like I really want Moreira to like be a stud because they kind of screwed around with him last year, you know, and didn't bring him up. And so I'm like, every time something bad happens to him, I'm going to be like, oh no, we need that guy. He was great in the minor leagues. I don't know. So I refuse to believe that he gave up any hit at all.
They brought up Tyler Thornburg. I totally forgot that he pitched for the Reds in 2020 for what, 5 games?
Not true.
Yeah.
I don't think that ever happened.
He was a weapon on that playoff team.
That playoff team. It was a playoff team.
We actually had a really good question here in the chat. Do you guys think it's going to be a big issue with only having one left-handed pitcher in the bullpen, one reliever. And I would add, Sam Martin might end up there as well. I actually don't think it's that big of a deal. It just because of the division the Reds play in. The Cardinals lineup is very right-handed heavy. They destroy left-handed pitching. That's like their only big strength. Brewers lineup, I mean, they got like Nevarez and Yelich, but and Wong, but you know, their bigger bats are all right-handed as well. So I just think this division, I mean, a lot of other divisions, like you could probably get burnt on that, but I think this division, I don't think it's that big of a deal. What's your guys' thoughts?
And I think a thing that people don't think about is, you know, if a right-hander has a really good changeup or splitter against a lefty, it's just as effective as a lefty throwing against them. Like those splits matter. Those, like, because, you know, personally me, I was way harder on lefties than I was on righties. Righties had more success on me than what lefties did. And I bet you there's some of that going on with those right-handers in the bullpen. I'm just not going to look it up, but I'm just going to guess. See if that's actually a fact or not. Nobody, you know, fact check me, but that's what's going on.
I don't know. The Reds last year sure seemed to struggle on any different type of lefty. It did better. Yeah,
a lot of those relievers are gone.
I see San Martin in the bullpen. Again, this is a lot. It's going to depend on health of the starters, but
yeah,
move him to the bullpen. I don't see that big a deal, you know. And San Martin and Wilson as the lefties in the pen, I'm okay with that. You know, neither are named CNL Perez.
Right.
So,
or Bill Bray.
Or, well, Bill Bray. Yes, that's a blast from the past. Thank you.
Yeah.
Josh Osich.
God. That was a guy where, like, talked herself into being good, though.
What was that Herrera kid? What was his name? Because he was like the other person that threw a screwball.
Daniel Ray Herrera.
Yeah. 5 foot one. He was 5 foot 1 inches tall and made the major leagues. Kudos to that guy.
He literally jumped off the mound. He had to jump off the mound.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Could he throw a batting practice today?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Daniel Herrera, shout out.
Good times. Good times.
Come here for the Reds postgame show. Remember all the lefty relievers of the past.
Can we talk about Sean Marshall, please? Sean Marshall? He's still injured.
The one year Sean Marshall was pretty awesome.
He was, and then he got injured and was still injured. Yeah. Still trying to rehab right now, today.
I'm sure he is.
42 years old.
He was great in 2012. He was great.
He was fantastic.
He was. He was.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Good stuff. Man. We have any other good questions we need to get to here? I know we've had a pretty active chat, which is super dope this late at night. Ashton Goodell. That's a name.
Yeah. That's not actually a Reds pitcher. They keep mentioning that guy's name, but he's a movie director of the French New Wave. He really did not play for the Reds. I don't know what anyone's talking about. Ashton Goodell, come on. Not a real person.
What was the other one? Asher Wojciechowski. I'm like, you made that name up.
Yeah. Not a real person.
Yeah. Before we go, Chad, though, you got to give us a quick, I say, 1 to 2 minute recap of the Oscars with anything other than Will Smith. You cannot mention him.
You're trying to mock me because I'm the one person that watched the Oscars.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. The movie that won Best Picture was Coda. It was very, very good. If you haven't watched Coda, it's amazing. You should not have won Best Picture, but it was amazing. Licorice Pizza. That was the best movie of the year. Licorice Pizza. Paul Thomas Anderson directed it. Starred Philip Seymour Hoffman's son. It was incredible. But I don't know. Plus, Chris Rock got slapped. That happened.
Tell me more. I don't think I've seen that at all on social media.
I saw one on Twitter. I don't know if maybe one of y'all sent it to me, but it was one that came out right away. And it was saying Joey Votto's not a Hall of Fame. And it's like slapping him right in. And I sent it to Joey. He loved it.
That's great. Yeah. That was a wild night. I was watching that live. I was one of the six people that were watching that live.
I was one of the millions though, that clicked on to see that acceptance speech though.
Yeah.
I was waiting.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'm sure the ratings went through the roof and, you know, Will Smith, good grief. You know, the guy, best night of his life. Everyone knew he was going to win best actor and he kind of ruined the whole thing for him. And he deserved best actor. I think. I enjoyed the movie he was in. He was good. King Richard, but
I hadn't seen that one yet.
It's good. Chad, it's worth watching.
Chad also gave me a follow on Letterboxd after the last time he was on, so that was really cool. Sorry you have to see all my Batman and Spider-Man reviews, but
well, I watched the first two Michael Keaton Batman movies in the last couple of weeks, and
my favorite.
You know, I loved them at the time, but
still, it's so sentimental to me. It's still my favorite.
It's sentimental, but you watch him, and you know, Michael Keaton is like wearing this bat suit, and he can't move
turn
around
his head.
Like,
yeah,
yeah, it's not good. So, Val Kilmer was the best Batman. I think we can agree with that.
Mm-mm.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. So sorry, I didn't mean to get you off. It's Carlos's fault that we got off track on movies, but I could talk about movies all day and all night.
This is our next podcast. Tim and Chad talk.
We still got 2 hours.
Let's do it.
10 minutes to go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how the Reds are five?
Why?
5-1 all time on the road. I mean, do we need to cancel opening day in Cincinnati?
Oh, God.
No.
Hey, numbers don't lie, folks. Do you want to win or you want to have fun? What do you want?
I
want to
win.
That, and what were they, 5-1 against the defending World Series champions on opening day, too?
Is that right?
I think that's what they said during the broadcast.
Yeah.
While they were eating a $150 cheeseburger and describing the whole thing to us.
Man, that box score is so nice.
Love it.
I don't even care about the error.
Can we please talk more about the fact that Brandon Drury hit a home run tonight off a right-handed pitcher?
MVP.
Three-run bomb.
Who's your hero that will be terrible but turned out
amazing? I don't really know how to answer this question. Who's your... I mean, I think they're all great. I love them all.
Kirby loves them all.
Yeah, so the question is, who is your hitter you think will be terrible but turns out amazing for 2022? Now, Dylan, I just have to make sure you know, we just did a 3-hour show last night, so our brains are still catching up. So this feels like the hangover right now, like where like the numbers and stuff are going around our heads. So
I feel like Brandon Drury is the easy answer because he's already done more than I thought he'd do.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the answer for like 95% of Reds fans, though, is Nick Senzel.
Yeah,
I mean, don't you think people do not expect anything from Senzel at this point? They're the average fan, and
there's a lot of hope, but they're like, I don't think so,
dude.
I'm all in.
You can get Bowman first, Nick Senzel's right now for like $6 on eBay, like totally worth the investment if he pans out.
Got to run, heading to eBay.
There you go, Chad. That's what I'm here for. Baseball stock advice. Remember, I'm the guy that bought all the Jonathan India stock last year. I bought all the rookie cards, and look how good that's looking for me right now.
Now look how he's living. He's up on the top of the hill.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah. I love it.
Uh-oh, the Padres bullpen is coming. Son of a...
Tony Santione coming out of that door.
He's not.
Nope.
Did they get Rogers in uniform yet?
You know, it's really been a long time since there was a Padres reliever that I really liked. There's a name. I can't remember who it was, but I can't remember.
Yeah,
There's one guy I loved, but yeah.
I was trying to think of the most random Padres reliever. I can't think of anyone.
It's me.
The most random Padres reliever. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah,
Is there, the guy doing a Reds podcast. Yes.
Is there an obscure former Padres Twitter account?
There has to be.
Oh no, I don't follow. I don't have to.
Oh, Keith Bell was a Padre.
That's
he was an all-star.
And then
he wore t-shirts under his uniform to say that's how I roll, with the toilet paper. Like, he's the guy that bought all the gas station t-shirts. He's the one that keeps that market afloat, because he's the idiot that buys that shit.
Hearing Carlos's like stories about his teammates from like his time playing baseball, like that, his Matt Latta stories are fantastic.
God, what an individual.
There's never been a better story than Carlos told us, though, about Joey Votto's bean burgers. Oh, bean burgers.
Nasty.
My wife's vegetarian. I still think that's gross, so I understand.
Well, boys,
I think we can wrap it, right? Anything else we got?
That's all I got.
Yeah, nothing.
Here's what we got coming up.
Tiger tees off at 7.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, what you, we're still talking baseball?
Today. Yeah.
What'd you shoot today, Carlos?
81.
Nice. How many holes?
I don't know, but anyway, big day tomorrow.
Yeah, big day. Don't forget, we'll be here every Wednesday throughout the season, so we'll be here. So what, next Wednesday they play an afternoon game, right? So we'll be, you don't have to go here straight to us after the game, but we'll be here checking, doing our thing as always. Don't forget, latenightreds.merchmake.com. Buy some cool t-shirts. It goes a long way for us. It's definitely appreciated. Also, give us your mobile, give us your 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Amazon. We're on Instagram now and TikTok, which we don't really know what we're doing there because we're too old to.
You need to get some Chad Dotson TikToks up in here.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm down. But have a good one, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and go Reds.
Presented by Bet Online.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.